Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to talk about choice and making choices, making decisions. And it's super exciting for me. This is my 399th episode. Can you even believe it? I kind of can't believe it. I met Michelle Hammonds at an event. No, I did not. Beep, beep, beep. Michelle Abraham, my two Michelles who are so influential in my life. I met Michelle Abraham at an event in Las Vegas in the summer of 2018. And I said, I create things, I do things, nothing really happens. And she said, Jennifer, you don't have an audience. Now, she will tell you she said it with much more love and compassion, but that was it. There you go. So that was the end of July, and by mid-September, I had my podcast. It was out there. Originally, it was New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. And then as I evolved, as I learned, as I grew, I made a pivot. And so now it's Destined for Success, and I've never looked back. It's been amazing. So today, for the 399th episode, I want to talk about choice and the power of choice. My first main point I want to make about this is every choice is a vote for your future self, like who you want to become. The small choices matter more than the drastic ones. What you choose daily, your thoughts, your habits, your boundaries, your conversations, your actions, those quietly and consistently create your future. Sometimes we want to wait for motivation, but transformation happens through repeated choices. I often hear, working with clients, I didn't have a choice. I did what I did because I didn't have a choice. Now, not having a choice at all is typically not really a thing. It's usually a matter of, I didn't like the alternatives, but we have choices. I love it. Love to get credit where credit is due. What's his name? Jack Canfield. Drew a blank for a minute there. Jack Canfield talks about E plus R equals O. And E is an event. R is your response to that event. And O is the outcome. And in any situation, there is a slight pause between the event and the response that we often choose. Choose, did you get it? We often choose not to take. And in that brief millisecond, we can choose how we respond. Are we going to show up as someone who has control over our emotions, over our responses, or not? And that is what makes the biggest difference. Am I going to choose to throw a fit? Am I going to choose to pause? I kind of got sucked into a situation recently, and none of it truly had anything to do with me. None. But I could have gotten right in the middle of it. I so could have gotten in the middle of it. And at one point, I finally said, I'm Switzerland. I'm completely Switzerland. My choice is not to take sides and not get in the middle of this or make it worse, because I had so many thoughts going through my head that I wanted to share. So desperately I wanted to share, but I chose not to. And that was a choice, and it was a powerful choice. And I was able to maintain my integrity and show up the way I wanted to show up. Do I do that every time? Let's be honest. The answer is no. Not always. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't hold it together. But that's what we're striving for. Successful people take that pause before they respond. And they make a choice how they want to show up, how they want to respond to the situation. So the next big piece is not choosing is still a choice. I'm not going to choose sides. Well, I chose to be Switzerland in that situation, which was the right choice for me. But sometimes we don't make a choice because we're avoiding something. We're procrastinating. Sometimes we're staying silent, staying stuck, staying safe. And those are decisions too. And sometimes I hear clients say that life is happening to them when consciously or unconsciously they've been choosing comfort over change. Because awareness is powerful. And I've had a conversation with a client multiple times in that your life doesn't have to be what it looks like right now. You can make different choices and you can show up differently. You can set boundaries. You can have the hard conversations. I don't always like to, but I can. I can make that choice. So if we wait long enough and don't make the choice, make the decision, it kind of happens for us. And in that moment, we have no control. We have no power because it occurred. It occurred without us, without our input. So when you choose not to choose, it doesn't always make it look right. Sometimes choosing not to choose sides in an argument or a debate, that's different. But not choosing to have control over your life, over your environment, over the people you hang out with, that kind of avoidance and not making a choice, not making a decision, that's on you. I've had some pretty deep conversations with friends of late of, what's the saying, you're the sum of the total of the five people you spend the most time with? And I have to consider, who am I hanging with? Are they in a better position than I am? Is it something I can look up to? Is it something I can aspire to be? Or do I look at it and say, holy crapoli, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. I want to be something different. So choosing not to choose is definitely a choice. You can make a new choice at any moment. One bad decision does not define your life. A powerful shift can begin in 12 minutes. The moment you choose differently, different thoughts, different energy, different actions, you interrupt old patterns and create momentum toward the life you actually want. When I was doing classes for the great state of Oklahoma, I was doing a two-day new supervisory class. And so many times working for the federal government, our classes like that were more on the lines of how do you follow procedure and policy versus how do you lead people? Because leading gets more out of them than just managing. You manage tasks, you lead people. And so I was doing this class, and it was a two-day class, and this one state employee participant came up to me at the first break, and I had met her in other classes, basically a bit of a reserved woman. She wasn't going to be the one out there jumping up and down running the class. But she came up to me at the first break and said, it with tears in her eyes, and said, I've been doing it all wrong. I'm a terrible supervisor, and I've been doing it all wrong. And I said, oh, the good news is, day after tomorrow, when you walk back in the office, you can choose how you want to show up. You can choose to be that leader. Will people catch on initially? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. But when you start showing up consistently as the leader, as an empathetic person, as someone who listens, all the qualities you want out of your boss, when you start showing up with those qualities every day, people will catch on. And just because you lost it last week doesn't mean that that's defining who you are every day. I worked with a woman who was hard. She was hard to deal with. And I went to a mutual supervisor and I said, how do you deal with that? And she said, one time I lost my cool with her. And I promised myself I would never do it again. She made a decision. She made a choice. She made a decision. I will not do that again. So one bad decision doesn't define you forever. Do people have long memories? Sometimes. Sometimes they don't remember 5 minutes ago. But you have the choice to show up as the person you want to be tomorrow. Pardon me. You can do it and do it better. So the three key takeaways today. Every choice that you make is a vote for your future self, who you want to be, who you want to grow into. Not choosing at all is still a choice, and there will be outcomes from that as well. And you can make a new choice at any moment. You start losing your cool, you can catch yourself just that fast. Make a new decision. I'm Jennifer Takagi, your 12-Minute Success Coach, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.